The rest of the story. There needs to be one supreme love in the life of every poet, a love that inspires him to be more than he is. There was one such in the life of the poet Alighieri. Her name was Beatrice. Alighieri fell utterly in love with her at first sight. She was 8, he was 9. In those days of family arranged marriages, each had been promised to another, and yet while both remained physically faithful to their spouses, they, Beatrice and Alighieri, remained spiritually faithful to each other, even unto death. That final parting came too soon. It was one day in June, in Beatrice's 24th year, in her 24th year, that she died. Alighieri's broken heart never quite mended. He would have children of his own, 2 sons and a daughter, and yet the daughter he named Beatrice in loving memory of once upon a time. Alighieri also vowed that someday he would summon the power of words, and he would write of Beatrice as no admiring author had ever described a woman, and thus, at the point of a poet's pen, did a young girl who would surely otherwise have been forgotten achieve an amazing immortality. Alighieri's first tribute to Beatrice was a work entitled The New Life, an epic homage to a romance that refused to die. Because of it, every generation of poets ever since has fallen in love with her. Historians as well owe her a debt of gratitude for virtually all that we know of Alighieri's youth. We have learned from his autobiographical encounter with Beatrice. And then, of course, the poet composed his masterwork. He called it a comedy because of its happy ending. One of its central characters is Beatrice. As the poetical journey unfolds, Alighieri is rescued by the Roman poet Virgil, who has been sent from beyond by a girl who died at 24. Then later, Beatrice comes to Alighieri in a heavenly procession. She stands at the threshold of paradise and escorts him therein. So glorious is that scene that the setting is often compared to the second coming of Christ. And thus, through a lifetime, was a poet's creativity sweetly haunted by the gentle ghost of a young girl. And in turn, the poet himself was to influence an entire era. So far-reaching was his influence that without him, the Italian language as we know it today would not have been. That is how popular his poetry was. It drew together the fragmented tongues and made them one. The students of a Europe that vanished almost 7 centuries ago will, of course, recognize the poet of whom I speak by his first name, Dante. A name that, due to his graphic word pictures of paradise, a name that has scared the hell out of 40 generations, Dante Alighieri. Yet now today, as we honor what he wrote and who he was, let us defeat the irony that has plagued posterity. Let not us, though most do, remember the great Alighieri only for his solitary descent into the dominion of Satan. Let not us, though most do, recall only Dante's Inferno. Let us, though most don't, follow him and Beatrice into paradise. Historians have wondered why Dante found more women in heaven than in hell. That question answers itself once you know the rest of the story.